incentive for them to drill on these leases. I'm also pleased that some of the permitting expenses have been transferred to the companies. In light of that, I would like to ask you whether the $45 million USGS fund that you intend to use to study shale gas development through hydrofracking, will that also be paid by companies engaged in this activity? And we had testimony from the commission, I think, that under Interior that was studied this, and I wondered whether the companies that benefit from this would pay for that study.
The answer to that, Senator Franken, is that the president is strongly supportive of research and development and developing the science. In fact, much of the great boom and promise that we now have with respect to shale gas in the United States is a direct result of investments that this Congress has made, both in the United States Geological Survey and in the Department of Energy. The Bakken Formation is an example of where one of the USGS has been very involved in developing the numbers there and helping industry develop the technologies. So this money, in response to your question, is part of our investment in understanding shale gas. So the Department of Interior, I believe the number is $18 million that would be appropriated in the 2013 budget for USGS to continue to do these studies. We will work closely with the Department of Energy as well as EPA to make sure that there's a coordinated effort to study the studies that are set forth.
You say $18 million, but the testimony is $45 million. But I would suggest that maybe
you're correct. It's $45 million when you combine the budget. With $45 million overall.
My point here is that this just seems like in a time when we have these tight budgets, here's something where they're making top five oil and gas companies are making $137 billion profit. $45 million, that could be, seems like it could be funded by the oil and gas companies themselves or the gas companies that benefit from that. But let's move on, because I got a project where I could see that $45 million going, and you may know what I'm talking about. It's the Lewis and Clark Water Project, which we've talked about, the regional water system in Minnesota, Iowa, and South Dakota. Your budget requests include $4.5 million for this project, which is much more than the $493,000 that you requested for it last year. We talked about it at this hearing last year, and I thank you for that increase.